AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry, with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development, with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. oracle.com/bandwidth.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. And now if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic Friday Flashback.
All right, we haven't, it's been all me. Rob Spiewak wrote a horrible shortage.
Yes.
That's what's happening in his life today.
Mike, I don't know what's important to Rob. It's not just my life. I think it affects us all. The Wall Street Journal says, now we all dealt with shortages the past 3 years or so, you know, the supply chain issues. Toilet paper was an issue. Food was a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Wall Street Journal says there's going to be a shortage of laxatives.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And do you know why?
Why?
Because Americans are overusing laxatives instead of just eating fresh fruits and vegetables.
Is Miralax? Yes, that's considered a laxative,
mm-hmm.
right? There's going to be a shortage of that. That's important to people when they're bound up.
The report.
Mac, you had cramps this weekend. Do you?
Good starting sentence.
Do you use laxatives?
Almost never. I've used it like twice.
Okay, so you're regular.
Yeah, pretty much.
Attaboy.
How about
pretty
you?
Pretty much. Me, I have Miralax. Like I have the 3-pack. Because I'm on all these drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
And they bind you up. And so I have that. But I've got like, I haven't used them in months. So, you know, it depends on when I'm in need, you know,
I eat enough carrots on a daily basis to keep me going.
That's good. That's wonderful. Good for you. Congratulations. Yeah. Why is there a shortage?
Because Americans have developed a laxative habit and they're just over-consuming them? We're suffering from excessive constipation because we're not eating enough fiber, and also to deal with bowel dysfunction caused by anxiety and stress.
And probably medication.
I would think so, yeah.
Wouldn't you think because we're over-medicated? That's probably a little bit of it, I would think, right?
My least favorite medication, but one that I have to take, is Lasix, which mm-hmm. has me pee always.
Okay.
And I think because of that fluid elimination, it does bind you up a little bit.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that we ought to keep our eyes on that. And maybe it's a particular kind. I wonder what the most, you know, popular one in the country is, because that's the one that they would run out of first.
X-Lax.
Or I should say first, what said about, the swollen cheek man.
What about chocolated X-Lax?
I think that I'm...
Too old school?
No, I think that there are chemical ones and there are natural ones. And I think I would lean towards the ones that don't have a lot of that. I think the chocolatey X-Lax has a lot of chemicals in it, and you can abuse it.
When I lean to it, if I have to, I will get Metamucil.
Well, we've seen you lean to it, and that's not pretty.
Well,
hey, Mac, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What did you have? How come you had cramps this weekend?
I guess because I was here late last night, and I woke up. It was actually this morning.
Oh, because of the football game.
Yes. We did a taping.
I get it.
And I woke up this morning.
I get it. Overworked? Is that what it is, overworked?
Not necessarily. I think I was just moving around a lot. And I woke up today with, in the span of like 30 minutes, had about 6 different cramps on different muscles.
These aren't stomach cramps.
No. This
You're dehydrated,
is arm cramp.
Dude. You're dehydrated.
Quite possibly, yeah. But
eat a banana.
Really
eat a banana. Yeah.
No. Give him. We've got it there, don't we? Take a big, big jug
That's
of liquid
needs.
IV
he
and do
that,
it right
yeah.
now. I swear to God, you'll feel better.
I did that earlier.
Do you drink liquid IV?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. More of that. More of that. It works. I was out on a 98-degree golf course today. I drink liquid IV always. It's fantastic. Go for it. Do it. Do it now. Now.
Beware, because overusing laxatives can lead to chronic dehydration and loss of electrolytes. That's why you need the liquid IV.
And chronic constipation.
You can become dependent on them if you don't, where you just can't have bowel movements, BM, Mike, without
laxative.
Them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Horrible situation.
And also, just be aware, don't panic. The Mayo Clinic says you don't need to have a BM every day.
Well, I haven't had one in a month, so I'm happy with that.
And still you lose weight.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Like it just grinds up in my body and wastes away. That's it. We got to take a break. Carla had her birthday. It was a hit.
Oh, I hate to make it about me, but was the fruitcake well received?
Smash hit. She ate some of it over the weekend.
Did it hold up okay?
You're a saint for doing that. I cannot thank you from the bottom of my heart. You're a good guy. You pulled my ass out of the fire when I lost all willpower and ate an entire fruitcake. And I am not proud of that, but I did it. And it's all gone.
I'm so pleased that it made the trip okay. Because it had been frozen for, 9 months?
It was great. It was great. Good. It was a good birthday. She wanted a present that she got, which was not that expensive. I went out and got it for her.
The treadmill?
She was happy. The treadmill, Underdesk treadmill. That's not the price of a regular treadmill. It was wonderful. She liked that. Michael got her like some bath soaps or something like that. And we had cards.
How does it work when he gives the gifts? Do you consult with him and he takes care of it?
No, his babysitter, Carmen, who came to Carla's birthday dinner, went out with him and got that because that's how Carmen rolls.
That's awesome.
I got the card for him and he signed the card and then wrote a special note to mom on the card. And it was really great. We planned to have the birthday dinner at 1 o'clock. On Sunday at Mia.
Perfect.
Our friend Deidre was there, and it was just a good time was had by
That's
all.
That's your
it
place really down good. There, and you were so nice to take us there with when Oscar and I there, and it was great.
They have a good drink. It's fun. We don't do it as much as we used to, but it's great fun to do that, to see our friends. There was a waitress there that was our friend who we knew, and she was there training somebody. We had a spectacular time. And then it was home for a little cake in the middle of the lunch, or linner, as Carla called it.
Yeah.
I forgot that I didn't pick up a cake. Nobody told me. Carla's the one that runs these things. So
right,
I
effed
that up. I look over at Linda. I said, can you and your guy pick up? And they went by the Fresh Market, picked up a cake. Everything was hitting on all eight. And then, I have to be selfish. When birthday time was over, football time began.
Yes.
And you saw the many moods of me. My kid now, if I get too into it, will leave the room, which shows his amazing level of intelligence because I will be doom and gloom. Worst team ever. This is not what anybody expected. I hate this. Why? They on a fire.
The only thing I can relate that to, you remember my mom used to have a dog called Otis?
Otis, he's such a good boy.
He's a good boy. He's in heaven now. But when her husband Dave would watch the Dallas Cowboys, which was his team, Otis would leave the room.
Because the dogs hate it.
Dogs hate it.
Because you're doing things like, come on.
Right, exactly.
How do you do it? Yeah. That's the way people root for football. It's an emotional game to watch. So the Giants pull back in their franchise history since 1950, the biggest comeback in the history of the franchise.
Yeah.
And since 1950, it is from the ashes, they rise, and it was stunning. My son and I give a hug. I fall blissfully asleep last night, get a great night's sleep last night. Life was good. The weekend was perfect. Now, what came out of the
Mike, I have no video of it, but I do have audio of their win. I think you'll enjoy
this. Okay, let's listen.
Here we go. And the kick is through! And the New York Giants put together one of their biggest comebacks in 99 years of Giants football. From down 21 to win 31-28.
Now, you will say, Mike, don't you realize the Arizona Cardinals live in the land of suck also? Yes, I know that. Yes, as Forrest Gump, Lieutenant Dan would say, I know that. But
Mike busting out the rare Gary Sinise impression.
But a win is a win is a win is a win.
It is.
And a win like that is special. Short rest Thursday night, one of the best teams in football, the San Francisco 49ers. A lot of our listeners are Niners fans. Yes, I know the odds are not in our favor.
Are you prepared?
I am prepared because that leaves a good taste in your mouth. And when you're not expected to win a game, you steel yourself for the possibility, yeah. and you do fine with that. So,
and
I'm cool
Mike,
with
I'd
that.
Be I'd not be doing my job if I didn't mention the palpable feeling of excitement in Washington D.C.
Yeah,
because
almost,
they had
almost stole that one from them, didn't they?
Almost,
huh?
almost blew it, but they put their sense, they put their trust in the defense, and they were able
yeah.
to pull it off.
And the Miami Dolphins last night, a great look.
It was
good
a good
football,
football weekend. Yeah,
really, really good football weekend for all of you around the country. I hope you enjoyed it nearly as much as I did. And then as we were sitting there after the lunch, I'm talking with the people, and I'm throwing this out there. We would like to, perhaps, and this is a big question mark. Nothing's definitive.
Yeah.
But I would love to hear the feedback. If our listeners for an event would love the idea of coming out and joining me for a night, making, instead of our regular live shows, a little smaller gathering.
Yeah,
which
intimate.
Meant, you know, the price point would be higher than normal, but that's the way it is. You know, it would. We're not talking about Taylor Swift high or anything, but
right.
an evening at my place where we would shut the whole joint down and have an exclusive listener party at my place, the Rhea.
It would be great. It's such a beautifully sized room.
Mm-hmm.
It's well laid out.
Yep.
Great staff. Great
food.
You
got a little outside where
yes.
you could hang. Weather would be good
yeah.
if we did that. I'd like to know what you would think about that, if you would be inclined. Please let me know. So it's just a thought. Not sure what the date would be, not sure when it would be, not sure how it would work, not sure of anything other than
always
the
nice.
Germ of an idea, which I've had that in my head for about 3 years.
Always now. Nice to take a trip to that part of Florida.
Are you going to play the bullfighter music when we do that?
Yes.
I would say a mariachi band would be more appropriate, you know, with that, but we'll have to see.
I just think it's nice. I love the place.
Hate this music. Tijuana. Rob is, Rob is crazy for the Tijuana Brass.
Love me
so
my Herb Alpert. Forgive me.
I know
me.
You do.
Forgive
I know.
Me.
You love you 60s musicians. That's it. So let us know. We'd like to know. And, drop it on social. I don't care. Wherever
yeah.
I read it, I'll read it.
Send us
get
a postcard.
People understand. Mac, what do you think of that idea? You like the idea?
I would love to go.
Good. Okay. I hope you don't get cramps.
Thank you.
That would be...
I appreciate that.
That would be a problem. And one last thing before we go to break here. Can I just say it? Look, folks, UAW, solidarity here.
Yes.
Okay, man. Look, the bottom line, I grew up in a very small town in New England where my old man was a college-educated executive who worked for an insurance company. And he worked in the advertising department of that insurance company. And he was an educated man who hung out with guys that learned to trade in our hometown, and he was friends with them. And he was friends because their kids went to the school with his
mm-hmm.
kids. And everybody had their own little world, and everybody raised their family. And everybody was able to get by. And everybody was able to have a standard of living that wasn't rich, but was able to get you, food on the table, an occasional trip to a fun place, maybe a night out for dinner. And people, if they saved up, could get something special for themselves.
Right.
And I think in this day and age, that's what we're talking about. I really do. And when I listen to, story after story after story of these people that are working so many long hours out there for auto companies like Ford and GM and all that, I just want to say I hope we can get to a place. If you haven't checked lately with inflation and everything going on, it's getting harder and harder and harder to do even the simplest of things. And I'm just hoping that we can get to a spot where we don't revere the people that drive the Bentleys and have the McMansions and the Kardashians and put them on such a pedestal when we ought to be spreading it out a little bit.
I agree.
And I'd like to see the day come. It's a simple request where the guy that fixes your HVAC that works a 40, 50, 60-hour work week can have everything he needs in life and not have to struggle. Or the teacher that's teaching your kids.
Oh, my God, teachers, yes.
Can work with, perhaps another family member that's also slaying the dragon, and they can have a nice, good, decent lifestyle so they can just live. So they can live well and maybe have a little leisure time. I don't think we're asking too much
no.
when CEOs of these companies are making $30 million a year, which they don't effing need. And do they get paid more? Sure, they get paid more. Do they get 30 mil? You know, maybe why don't we give it to them in stock options? How about that little thought? How about that besides them being compensated off the backs of these workers? So UAW, I'm with you. solidarity.
I hope the CEOs 100%. Get cramps.
Like Mac. Yes, like Mac. Like Mike McIntosh.
Crampintosh.
TMOS Classic.
College football is upon us, and that's great. But if you're really invested in a game, it's awesome. That's where my bookie comes in. When I have some action going on, trust me, that's the best way to watch a game. And when you use my bookie, you're not just betting on football, you're investing in your team for the season. Last year, my bookie had some of the best odds on the market for the Wolverines to win the championship. Michigan bettors who backed their squad saw a 10-time return on their wager. Ka-ching! These types of bets highlight why it's worth it to lay an investment before the season begins. Check out mybookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara for a great deal. A bonus of up to $1,000 on that first deposit. That's a great way to start off the college football season. Playing with house money, baby. Don't ever miss out on the action. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie, light them up!
AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. Oracle.com/bandwidth.
Hello?
Hello. How can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, but I want you to know I'm recording the call. Is that okay?
Yes, sir. We are also recording the call. Each and every call has been recorded over here.
Great. What can I do for you, Slick?
I'm saying, are you facing any problem nowadays in your computer?
My computer?
Yes.
Yeah, I've got a lot of problems with my computer.
What kind of problem, sir?
Well, one is the odor.
Pardon?
The odor of the computer. It smells horrible.
Uh-huh.
The scanner, are you familiar? I have a computer scanner. Do you know what a scanner is?
Yes, I know.
Okay, when I put it in and I want to copy like a pornographic picture and I hit start, it smells like burnt meat.
Yes, why it's going to do that? Because you are trying to copy a pornographic one.
No, I don't think it has to do with it because when I copy copies of nursery rhymes, it also smells bad.
Are you over 80?
Am I over 80? Yes.
I'm saying, are you over 80?
Yes, I am.
Then I think there might be some problem, okay, in your printer.
Well, hold it. If I was under 80, would there not be a problem?
No, if you are in under 80, the printer, like the computer, does not give you those things because it's not like suitable for the people who are under 80.
I can't understand a goddamn thing you're saying. You need to say it again slower and louder.
I'm saying it slower and I'm saying it
louder. No, you're not. Say it slower. Now listen, what is your name?
Pardon?
Your name is Pardon?
My name is not Pardon.
What is your name?
I'm saying, are you facing any problem nowadays in the computer?
No, I'm saying, what's your name?
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I'm going to call you your name. Is it a problem that I want to be cordial?
No, it's not a problem. Like, confirm me, are you facing any problem nowadays in the computer?
Yes, I have other problems besides the scanner.
Not the scanner, sir. With the computer.
Yes, the computer is also troublesome.
Yeah, what kind of problem?
Well, for one thing, my monitor is very, very dim.
Uh-huh. Your monitor is?
Yes.
Yeah. What problem? Just tell me again.
It's very dim. Well, it's not actually a monitor. It's a television. It's an old Emerson television.
Okay, it's not a monitor, it's a television.
Yes.
Okay, don't have any keyboard?
I have a keyboard.
All right. Which keyboard do you have?
Great. My keyboard is great.
Your keyboard is great. And your monitor?
Not so good.
Not so good? All right.
Well, there is a problem with my keyboard.
All right.
It doesn't have an L.
I'm sorry?
My keyboard doesn't have an L.
Your keyboard doesn't have an L?
An L. You know the letter that comes before M?
L. L like London. That one?
Yes. L like London.
L like London.
L like London.
London.
I have no L.
You don't have any L. All right. So you don't need to worry. We'll give you an L. All right?
How do I get it?
I'll tell you that. Just turn on your computer. I'll let you know after that.
Okay, the computer is on. There's another problem.
Yeah.
I have a disk drive, and there's an English muffin stuck in it.
English muffin stuck in your computer?
In my disk drive.
On your disk drive?
Yes, I was trying to download some jelly.
Okay, you're trying to download some jelly on your computer.
Yes, which was very hard because I have no L, and there's two L's in jelly, so I'm sure I made a mistake. That's probably why the muffin got caught.
Okay, that's how the muffin got struck.
Now listen, I think we're done here, but I have one last question for you.
But I should want to say you something said that. I really love to speak with you.
You know what's crazy?
Yes, definitely.
How about that Lady Gaga? Isn't that something?
Because the way you speak and the way I speak, it's a very, like, similar one.
What?
Yes, like, it's very, very, very much similar.
Yes. I think we're done here.
Okay.
Have a great day.
If you think you are done here, then it's great. So you take care of yourself, okay?
Okay, thanks for fixing my computer. Bye-bye.
TMOS Classic.
Let's begin with Hugh Jackman. This is a big story over the weekend.
Mm.
He and his wife, Deborah Lee Furness, are divorcing after 27 years of marriage. Now, this poor woman has endured what I would call some very rude treatment online when it was considered. Not only was she,
I was like, whoa, she's not a movie actress looking woman.
And she wasn't.
No.
But they always did that to her. And I thought it was kind of a jibe that happened. And apparently they had a very, very successful Hollywood marriage. Well, not anymore. They're getting divorced. In a joint statement, they said, quote, "Our journey now is shifting, and we have decided to separate to pursue our individual growth. Our family has been and always will be our highest priority. We undertake this next chapter with gratitude, love, and kindness." Jackman and Furness met on the set of an Australian legal drama called Corelli in the mid-90s. She was already an established actress, and he was on his way up. She was 13 years older than him. She is still, of course. He's 54, and she's 67, so she's a lot older. They have two kids together, 23-year-old Oscar, and 18-year-old Ava. Jackman was frequently dogged by gay rumors back in the day, and because of their age difference, people often suggested that Deborah Lee was a beard. That's where she got all the crap, but the talk died down years ago. So, you know, it's over. What's sad about divorce, and what scares me, to be perfectly honest with you, I've got a really good thing going right now, but I get worried when I see these 27-year. You know, you would think at a certain point, you just say, you hear it down here with the elderly people down here after, like, you know, 3 decades of marriage, and they go, they pack it in. It's just sad. It's really worse than somebody that's married for a year, in my opinion.
A lot
of
times, Mike, they're just waiting for the kids to die.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. Well, how many years were your mom and dad together?
I was in fourth grade, between third and fourth grade, which would mean 8 or 9 years. I guess
nine. They gave it a try, right?
Yeah, they worked for it. And you know what? If it didn't work out, I'm sorry, but they have always been so cool with each other.
Okay.
And, you know, they call each other. I don't even know about it. They just talk sometimes.
Well, it's because they're hippies.
Well, no, I don't think they're hippies.
Russell Brand has
guy.
Oh, boy, he's in trouble. He's been accused of sexual assault by not one, not two, not three, four women. That's a problem. They say the attacks occurred between 06 and 2013 when he was at his most famous and starring in Hollywood movies like Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Isn't that his only Hollywood movie that he
Mike,
started?
No, Mike, remember, he remade Arthur.
Oh, yeah.
He's guilty of
one
that.
Woman's, One woman supposedly has a text message she sent to him after he allegedly raped her, saying, quote, "When a girl says no, it means no." And he texted back that he was, quote, "very sorry." Well, there's evidence.
Yeah, that's a bit of evidence.
Another claims Russell was abusive to her during a three-month relationship when he was 31 and she was 16. Oh, God. Men and their wieners.
I know. Do you want to see a bit of his apology video?
Where I'd he's love very to manic. See his apology.
Mac, you're going to have video. To start this one for me, but this is Russell Brand.
Two extremely disturbing letters, or a letter and an email. One from a mainstream media TV company, one from a newspaper listing a litany of extremely egregious and aggressive attacks, as well as some pretty stupid stuff like my community festival should be stopped, that I shouldn't be able to attack mainstream media narratives on this channel. But amidst this litany of astonishing, rather baroque attacks are some very serious allegations that I absolutely refute. These allegations pertain to the time when I was working in the mainstream, when I was in the newspapers all the time, when I was in the movies. And as I've written about extensively in my books, I was very, very promiscuous. Now, during that time of promiscuity, the relationships I had were absolutely always consensual. I was always transparent about that then, almost too transparent. And I'm being transparent about it now as well. And to see that transparency metastasized into something criminal that I absolutely deny makes me question, is there another agenda at play?
That's, I mean, he goes on and on about
well,
that.
Well, but I mean, okay. Look, yeah. I mean, innocent until proven guilty.
I agree, but still.
You know, when you have multiple people doing this.
That's the thing, is when there's multiple.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
So 31-16, that ain't good. Third says Russell threatened to take legal action if she went public. And a fourth says she was physically and emotionally, he was physically and emotionally abusive to her in addition to the sexual assault. You saw the video where he denies the allegations, and he also said he was promiscuous during those days. He also claimed to have evidence, we didn't see that part of the tape,
right,
refuting the allegations. So stay tuned for that. It goes on and on and on.
If I have to go with my gut, I have to go with the accuser. I think he's just a weird guy. I think he is.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Stay tuned on that. And Rob, don't judge, okay?
Lest I be judged.
After being heavily criticized, speaking of judgments, for restarting her show amid the Writers Guild strike, Drew Barrymore is doing a 180 and once again pausing production. In a message posted on Instagram, she said, quote, "I have listened to everyone and I am making the decision to pause the show's premiere until the strike is over. That is, in my opinion, the right thing to do."
Yeah.
She says, "I have no words to express my deepest apologies to anyone I have hurt. And of course, to our incredible team who works on the show and has made it what it is today. I truly hope for a resolution for the entire industry very soon." She got a lot of blowback for starting that show up. The Jennifer Hudson Show and The Talk also announced that they will delay their season premieres. When you have these shows that are revenue generators, they assist the people who are on the picket line in getting what they need from employers. Later in the show, I want to talk about the UAW, United Auto Workers, who are on strike, too. We're seeing, you know, people's like, why are so many on strike? Well, don't be tone deaf. Why don't you think about why people are on strike right now? So those shows are postponed. And do you agree? I think it's the right thing to
do. I think it's the right thing to do. The only thing that sort of casts a glow or a cloud over it is the possibility lingers in my mind that she floated it out there to see if she could get away with it. And then
where she gets stuck. Oh, you put up, you know, you are sometimes more cynical than I am. And I thought I was the most cynical guy in the world.
Well, I mean, it's not a hard call to know that this is going to land in a bad way.
I think she didn't know. I think she's still a
rookie.
You
don't think, but she's surrounded by people who knew.
I know, but I think that the whole operation thought it won't be a big deal. I really thought, I think
maybe,
that's probably
maybe,
what happened.
But I am
could
suspicious.
Be wrong. Who knows? I'm not there. I don't know how it goes.
But I am proud of her in saying that she, in the end, she did the right thing.
I like anybody nowadays, Rob, that's in this world of publicity that is, I don't want to say savvy, that's not the right word, and I don't want to use brave because that's not the right word, but is aware, self-aware enough to know that changing the direction, if you're moving down a road that's incorrect, is, you know, take the bite, take the hit.
Yeah.
Because so many people now, I'll never apologize. I'll never. I'm glad when somebody does apologize and does decide to hold off.
Yeah.
Because maybe it's going to help other people. So I'm with Drew.
All's well that ends well, Mike.
This is called the 2023 LG Nobel Prize winners. Mac, you're
no,
a nerd,
it's
Nick.
Ignoble.
Ignoble.
Yeah.
I'm such an ass. I'm such a
no,
moron.
No, you're fine. You're
Leave
fine.
That in, Mac. Do not edit that out. The Ig Nobel Prize winners.
LG would be a prize that you can't get parts for.
Well, they didn't write it the right way, and I'm not going to keep going. I was wrong, and I apologize.
Are you going to continue saying this till the strike is over?
They were announced over the weekend, like the Nobel Prize, but right. for the silliest, weirdest, and sometimes dumbest scientific pursuits over the past year. These are the Ig Nobel Awards. Here are the 10 Ig Nobel winners for 2023. In chemistry, we have how many categories? One, two, we've got five. We have a total of 10. I'll give you the top five.
Okay.
Unless, I got to give you all 10. They're all that good. Chemistry and geology. A paleontologist at number one explained the reason why geologists and paleontologists like to lick rocks.
Mm.
For one, if it's a rock, it'll be like licking a rock, but if it's a piece of fossilized bone, it'll stick to your tongue. Well, there's a reason, okay? Lick rocks. That's
Mike,
what I say to everybody.
If it's a rock, it's like a rock.
It's like a rock, but if it's bone, it'll stick to your tongue. So that's what I would be telling people online who piss me off. Lick rocks.
And don't forget, Mike, don't forget Ken Bone.
Bone. Or Winter's Bone.
That's right.
Number two in literature, a study on the sensations people feel when they repeat a single word many, 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 get it, many times.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I don't like the sensation of that.
Mechanical engineering experiments where researchers reanimated dead spiders to use as mechanical gripping tools, like one of those claw machines. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2023 Ig Nobel Award.
You can read about that on their website.
I can't read. Such an idiot. Number four in medicine, a study using cadavers to explore whether there is an equal number of hairs in each of a person's two nostrils. It's not equal.
What?
But they found the average nose hair count per nostril is between 120 and 122 hairs, and Mrs. O'Mara has them all on wax balls in her trash can at Dermglow Skin. Number five, in communication, a study on the mental activities of people who excel at speaking backward. For example, instead of happy birthday, saying pie hap daber.
Oh, that's not really backwards, is it? I would think it would just be the words in reverse or spelling words backwards.
That was one of the most controversial things Saturday Night Live ever did.
Yes.
When Chevy Chase said Professor Backwards was murdered over the weekend, people in the neighborhood were supposedly ignoring his calls of pleh, pleh. Jesus, that was a good show. Number six in public health, the invention of a smart toilet that uses a variety of technologies to monitor and quickly analyze our waste. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if you had something like that where you looked at a little computer LED screen, and if you had a problem, blood, it would immediately be it. Seems to be a theme today.
Yeah.
Number seven, in nutrition, experiments to determine how electrified chopsticks and drinking straws could change the taste of food. Imagine me and the crew that works on that. That's coming
well,
to work
I mean,
every day, isn't
Mac
it?
Mac could comment about salad. You ever have an electric salad, Mac?
I've never had an electric. I've had radioactive eggs, though.
Do you have your chopsticks with you today?
Actually, yeah, they're right over there.
They're right over there. I'm over here now.
He's over here now.
Got three more in education. A methodical study on the boredom of students and teachers. That's worthwhile.
Oh, I'm sorry, this is late.
I'm over here now.
Experiments on a city street to see how many passersby stop to look upward when they see strangers looking upward.
That's an old thing. They used, that is on, I think, one of the old episodes of Candid Camera.
Really?
Where a guy would just walk with his head up to make people look up.
That's
not funny, but it works.
Yeah, but I mean, I've seen it done in more modern times as well.
Yeah.
And people do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And number 10, in physics, a study measuring the extent to which ocean water mixing is affected by the sexual activity of anchovies.
Mm,
thank you.
That's
thank
delicious.
You all. Very, very much. I have a kicker, but we've run out of time.
Oh, no. So what happens to the kicker then?
Well, no, I'll give it to you.
Okay, stop the music.
It's good to be passionate about your work, just maybe not this passionate. The director of a high school marching band got arrested in Alabama Thursday night after refusing to make his band stop playing. His name? You'll love the name, Rob.
Yeah.
Johnny Mims.
Johnny Mims!
Johnny Mims has been the band director at a high school near Birmingham since 2018. His school's football team won a game 27-0 on Thursday. I didn't know they did games on Thursday. Yeah, they did. They did one for Michael's school last
year. Yes.
According to reports, bands for both schools continued to play long after the game was over. Police asked the director for both bands to stop so everyone could go home. The other school band said fine, but Johnny Mims! Told his kids not to stop. Police eventually decided to arrest him. He resisted arrest.
Oh, Johnny Mims.
To say he refused to put his hands behind his back, then shoved a cop, and they tased him.
Oh, Johnny Mims.
He's facing charges, disorderly conduct, harassment, resisting arrest. The school superintendent put out a statement, but they said they're not committing or commenting, rather, until they finished gathering all the Mims evidence. So there you go. Wasn't that a champagne at one point?
What, Mums?
Mums. Sorry about that.
It was
Mums.
Pink and regular.
Mums.
Why do they think that if the band is playing, no one could leave?
No idea.
Walk out on Johnny Mims.
Yeah.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Whether you're starting or scaling your company's security program, demonstrating top-notch security practices and establishing trust is more important than ever. Vanta automates compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more, saving you time and money while helping you build customer trust. Plus, you can streamline security reviews by automating questionnaires and demonstrating your security posture with a customer-facing trust center. All powered by Vanta AI. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora use Vanta to manage risk and prove security in real time. Get $1,000 off Vanta when you go to vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off.